A California nonprofit is taking an unconventional approach in helping treat people struggling with drug addiction, which includes using ballet and church services as a form of rehab. Earlier this year, voters in San Francisco voted to enforce drug treatment for welfare recipients. The city tapped the group Positive Directions Equals Changes to run the program behind the new initiative. The group's director told the San Francisco Chronicle treatment isn't one size fits all. While the interventions could include residential, outpatient, or medication-assisted treatment, extracurricular activities like ballet and attending church could also be incorporated. The city currently has a cash assistance program where participants must take an employment assessment. If they're not able to work, then they apply for federal disability benefits. Beginning in January, the new assessment will flag those who have substance abuse issues before being connected with Positive Directions to get placed into the best treatment option. The measure requires those 65 and younger who are on welfare to agree to treatment if the city reasonably suspects the person is taking illegal drugs in order to remain eligible for aid. Critics of the measure, which includes drug treatment providers and doctors, question if there's enough treatment space for everyone and said it could increase addiction and overdoses if financial assistance gets cut from drug users. Those who don't agree to treatment will no longer get cash from the city. Officials are also working to incorporate another newly passed city program called Cash Not Drugs. The program will give welfare recipients $100 a week if their drug test comes back negative.